Welcome to the 900th episode of the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, I want to talk about the concept of when bad times become life lessons. I want you to think back to a time in your life that was very difficult, and you came around the other side of it, and you learned something. In my case, married in my early 20s, married a person who was a very nice and very caring human being, but it was the wrong person for me. And one of these lessons that's come up over and over again that I talk about with many people is, you know, the continuing to date the wrong people. If your father was a very harsh person, you know, maybe you keep being attracted to people that are very harsh in terms of the way they're, because you can relate to that situation. But at some point in your life, you make the decision that you're not going to make that mistake again, and you're not going to go to those same people. In my case, it was a situation where she was codependent, right? It was a very difficult situation, but it was great for me because it was actually the opposite of what I had growing up. Here I had somebody that was taking care of everything for me, that I was the center of their universe. And it made me feel special. It made me feel important. But the realization of it is that it's not a healthy relationship. And I went through several of those relationships before I actually learned what I needed to know. And that was an example of a bad time because, of course, it ended at some point. And when it ended, it was a very difficult time. But that became a life lesson for me. I had to change the lens from which I was viewing things. And I had to look for what I truly wanted in another individual, and not just fall into the same old habits that I'd done my entire life. You know, finding people that really were there to dote on every whim of mine. Like, that's not, to me, that's not a great life partner. It might be nice to have for a short period of time, but you can always hire somebody that can handle those things. You can get a housekeeper. You can get somebody that can cook for you. You can get all those things. But what you can't get is an intellectual equal. Right? That's the thing you have to go out and find for yourself. What you can't get is somebody that really excites you and gets you going and keeps you motivated and is a wonderful human being, right? That's not something that money can buy. That's something that you have to go out and do. So again, when we talk about life lessons and what I've learned in my life, clearly there's something there, right? Finding that right person for me. And the same thing can be true of work. You find something that really excites you, that gets you going. You don't fall into the rut of what you've done your whole life and where you have your experience if it doesn't excite you. You work to find something that absolutely does. So think about those times in your life when those actual bad times became life lessons for you. And ask yourself the question, have you learned and are you growing from that? And the point is this, is you don't want to repeat the same thing over and over again. It's time to make that course correction. It's time to realize that if you spent your entire life doing something that doesn't serve you, it's time to change it. And this is your opportunity to do that, and consider this your wake-up call. Look at those life lessons that you've had and make sure that you're learning from those life lessons and you've made the appropriate course adjustment for your own life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind just to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about those life lessons that you've gotten and make sure you're taking them to heart and acting upon them.